I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. It's no secret that life doesn't always unfold the way we'd like. During our childhoods, most of us imagined a future full of nurture and promise, replete with the hard-earned fruits of our labor. For some, those proverbial dreams come true. Alas, for others, these youthful hopes and dreams are dashed along the way. Life happens, and it's not always a pretty picture. Somehow, some way, some of us, like high school student Aaron Spitznagel, managed to move past the challenge with remarkable resilience and fortitude.
My dad was a maintenance drinker. He drank gin and tonic. He drank more after his mother died of cancer and his father died of a stroke. "I'm going to drink myself to death," he told my mother. To an 8-year-old, it sounded like he wanted to be with his parents rather than stay with me. Over time, his liver deteriorated. One day, he ran into the fridge and drank everything we had, all the juice, water, soda, and milk. When I saw that, I knew he didn't want to die anymore. Soon, she bought diapers for him. Every day, she changed him, fed him, clothed him, and watched over him. It was difficult seeing him become incontinent. He swung between home and hospital. Every time he came home, I thought he'd be there waiting for me permanently, but he got worse. He started to turn yellow. It wasn't a subtle yellow either. He resembled a gallon of orange juice. My family and I spent every moment with him because we didn't know how much longer he'd be with us. Soon after, I watched two firemen come into my home and take my father out on a stretcher. When I saw my dad in the hospital, he was in a coma. He was hooked up to different kinds of machines. My mom took a picture so that if he came out of the coma, he'd see what he'd done to himself. To this day, it's a haunting reminder of the path he chose. He died May 8th of 2007. After his funeral, I was so angry. I blamed my mom for his passing because she'd gone to the liquor store for him, but I realized she wanted him to be happy. I believe in fate. When my mom asked my dad if he wanted to stay with her, he said, "I do, but if I have to go, I have to go." I believe all people have a purpose and they can't leave until they complete it. My dad fulfilled his purpose. I also believe we can turn our pain into something good. Losing my dad has made me the hardworking, ambitious dreamer I am now. I want to be the first in my family to graduate from high school and go to college. I want to be a young woman who made a difference for her family.
Aaron Spitznagel is a senior at Hope High School in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.